There we go. We welcome the students in government program. I had some children participated in that, and I think some of our legislators here participated in it at one time or another. And we thank you for having interest in government and being here. Sorry you can't be here in person, but we're glad you're participating. Approval of the minutes of January 11th and 24th.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Grievances, that's nothing there. Department requests. Purchasing, Andy, you're on. Turn your mic on, Andy. There you go. Thank you.
Good morning. I just have one item. It is request authorization to award the quarterly copy paper bid. We received two submittals, one from Economy Products out of Rochester, New York, at $47.74 a case. And the other bidder was Contract Paper Group out of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, at $37.96. They're a common vendor that we utilize. So obviously my recommendation would be to use Contract Paper Group. It's a little concerning the way the market's going. Our last bid was $28.12 for paper. So it's gone up close to $10 a case. And that's up over $4 from the previous time before that. Paper's getting really hard to get. I have a printing bid that you folks approved several months ago. The vendors aren't honoring the pricing on that either, because not only is the price real high on the paper, but the availability is very difficult to get. So
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Carol?
Oh, I just wondered, Mason usually bids. That's surprising that they haven't.
They have, and part of their concern is the availability from what they've said, because, yeah, they've been a good source for us as well.
Thank you.
Are we going to try to buy more paper given the problem with getting it?
Where we can. It's just really hard to find.
Okay.
From availability standpoint. So.
Oh, okay. Going to be as bad as toilet paper. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Carried. Opposed? I didn't hear anybody. All right. Carried.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Andy. Nate, you're on.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I just have one request here today, and that is to reclassify a title or a position in Buildings and Grounds from senior typist to office manager. And as I explained in the last committee, you know, this is a position that has morphed over many, many, many years, taking on many additional and much more complex duties than what it originally did, as well as doing a lot of providing a lot of assistance to not only purchasing, but weights and measures and other departments as well. So in looking at the duties performed and the complexity of the duties, the office manager title fits it extremely better than senior typist does.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, sounds like this is a better fit for the position. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Jack.
One item to add that emailed you folks about last night, and Rob and Cody are here relative to the website. And so to kind of go over what my email said, obviously we've been having issues with the host of our website. We have been talking with Civic Plus since prior to COVID. They're the ones that have designed and host most of the municipalities, the counties around us. They're one of the bigger players in municipal website development and hosting. So we've been kind of talking about it and actually thinking about bringing either, whether it be ARPA or capital funding requests, a website redesign to you later in the year with what's been going on. Obviously, Rob and Cody and their crews have set up a temporary stopgap of the website that we are hosting locally. So we're not with that vendor any longer. We're not relying upon them, but we'd like to propose a transition, not just a transition, but a redesign and an upgrade of our website. So with all of the things that go with that, including, you know, the ability for the website to be mobile, ADA, better ADA compliance, and then, you know, just a whole number of other changes, we are proposing to contract with Civic Plus the first year, which includes the redesign, migration, and then hosting is $46,234. We do have sufficient funding in the EDP capital project to cover that. And then the annual cost for hosting is $7,282. And that's about $2,000 more than we have paid with our current vendor for hosting. So we actually do have some funds built into the budget for website hosting. This will just be a little more expensive, but this is, in our opinion, much better product, and you know, will give us the security and reliability that we need.
John,
so the website redesign, what are we redesigning?
It is essentially the layout, the functionality of accessing departments. If you look at, and we will have control over that, so it won't be you know, we won't lose anything, but so
are we going to leave the same type of format that we now have on that website?
It'll look a little bit different. It'll look, I think, better, more easy to navigate, mobile friendly, which is a big thing because it's not right now. So I think a lot of those changes, and then there's a lot of cleanup. If you look, we have tens of thousands of sub pages that, you know, and we periodically have had departments go through and say, we don't need this any longer, take this out. But it would really clean up a lot of the things that we have there that we no longer need as well.
This is Hilda.
Go ahead, Hilda.
So I know what it's like because I helped redesign a website at Corning. It is a complicated thing, but we really need it. This is going to put us ahead of where we should have been probably 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm really in favor of it. And it's obviously it's a known commodity, this company, because other counties have used it. I went and looked at some of the websites that you had indicated in our, in the email, and I think it looks good, and I'm in favor of it.
So that must be a motion, Hilda?
I'm sorry. Yes, it is a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Is the annual cost is only the hosting fee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the bigger expenses are just a one-time redesign, get it switched over.
Correct.
And then the hosting.
They have options of prepaying for redesigns every 3 years, but we didn't include that in here because that raises your annual cost about $3,000. You know, if at any point in time we need a redesign there, and the website will be able to be updated by staff, and it's not technical coding. So someone as simple-minded as I could probably, you know, update our landing page if we needed to, but they had an option for like a complete redesign every 3 years, to prepay for that. And that's not included in here.
Okay.
How long has the current website format been in place?
Well, Google's Wayback Machine.
Turn that on so they can hear you online, please.
There you go.
It's red. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You can hear you.
Okay. I went on Google's Wayback Machine to see how far back our current design went. I
it was 2004 with the current design, but the back end code goes back even further, because you can see it's sort of the same format going back further. This was coded with ASP, which is Active Server Pages 2.0, which is what happened with our current provider. They upgraded all their servers in their back end that doesn't support that anymore, which is why we had to bring it home and host it here. They didn't let us know prior to their upgrade that they were not going to support that anymore.
That's amazing.
We're lucky that it didn't happen before.
Yeah. And, you know, the internal IT staff have been doing a good job of, you know, changing graphics and some of those things at periodic points, you know, in that interim to make it a little more accessible and a little more functional. But at the same time, and, you know, we had a long conversation, Rob, Cody, and I with Civic Plus about, you know, if you do any updates or migrations, what sort of notification do you give us, you know, to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Yeah. And they gave us a lot of assurance that, you know, if anything that would affect our functionality or access change, we would certainly be given notifications. So it would, you know, not to say they talk about, you know, the nine nines of reliability and access. So if they do updates, it's normally, you know, 2 a.m. Eastern time, those sort of things, you know, so it's, so we don't lose the ability to access it.
Yeah, Jack, that's scary. Is this a 1-year program, or do we go out 4 or 5 years?
So Gary, the first year cost of the $46,000 and change is for essentially design migration. And then the $7,200 is the annual hosting fee. If things are going well, which we have no reason to expect them not to, I've talked to, you know, some of the municipalities you've seen on the list that are around us, and they've been very happy with this product. You know, we would propose obviously keep it going, renew at some point in time. In 5 years, we might have to do, you know, something from purchasing. But if it's going well, we'd propose to keep it. And if the costs are in line.
Is there any proprietary, do we own the design once we pay for it, or do they own it? I mean, are we able to, if we're not happy with their hosting service 4 years from now, are we able to take that design and go to somewhere else?
I don't know. I'll be honest.
Did we own the rights to the design of the 25-year-old?
Yeah, we designed it.
Okay.
The old one was simply, or Arvix was simply a hosting company.
Okay.
We went in and designed.
We built the current one. Okay. I'm just wondering, is that an asset? Once we spend this money, do we own the rights to that, or do they still control it?
It's a good question. If you folks approve, once we get into the contract, we'll make sure that we retain rights to content, so that should something ever happen, we can grab our content, mm-hmm. like we did in this case. You know, hopefully that never happens, but it's a good point that we'll just have to make sure that we get in the contract.
Okay.
Hey, Jack, this is Mike. Who makes the final decision on the design?
So it would be essentially internal team. I mean, certainly if legislators had any input, you can email it to us about things that you'd specifically like to see. If you look at the other counties that use this product, they have a similar format. The graphics look different. The landing pages look a little bit different, but it's kind of the same navigation, I would say. But essentially it'd be the same process now where, you know, we all work together to talk about, you know, functionality, and we do utilize feedback. I mean, I can remember times where Jamie Johnson from the IDA would ping us on something to say, you know, hey, you know, this page is a little difficult. Can we put a link on the homepage? Or legislators throughout the years have, you know, given us notification about things like that too. So we certainly take everyone's feedback.
Thank you.
Mike, were you thinking of adding some pictures of car washes on the website?
Is that what you were thinking? Sure.
Or storage feature. Storage
with my soul sign in front of it.
There you go.
Okay, John.
Jack, Fred Potter, could I ask a question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Will this resolve the issue of accessing the web information on our Samsung tablets? Because I couldn't access it on that this morning, but on my private computer, I could.
Yeah, so IT, Brenda has sent an email. When you come into the chambers, it should update it for you. So IT was working on that fix yesterday. It might not push that fix while you're on your home network, but when you come here, it should be able to work on your tablet.
Okay, thank you.
One of the things you could try is to restart your tablet. And that has worked for some people.
Already did that. Didn't help.
Okay.
It didn't work with my tablet either. And I shut it off, started it up.
So my question is, if there is additional design work that needs to be done on this down the line, is that something that there's an additional cost for? Or is it something we can do in-house?
I don't want to answer for Rob, but our discussions are most of the things that we would do, we can do in-house. Now, if you folks wanted to see graphics layout major changes, then they would likely have to do it. But in terms of content, we can do that.
So is that based on an hourly rate?
Yeah, they've essentially provide, well, so that's back to, like, it depends on how much of a redesign. We could certainly do the hourly rate, but if you knew you wanted periodic massive redesigns, then that's where they threw on the $3,000 a year to pay for that.
Jeff, so this is Hilda again. So if we haven't updated major update, have not major updates in this all these years, I can seriously doubt that we're going to have major changes in the future, unless there's some real serious issues. But it's certainly time for a revamp and redo. So I'm looking forward to it.
So the annual services that we're paying for or would be paying for includes continuing enhancements, maintenance, support, and hosting. I would assume that the enhancements or any small changes to the website that we want. And of course, the support is the big thing at this point for us.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
Anything I see else? I see the annual fee says subject to 5% annual increase. Did they say how long that goes out for? We're not going to on year 5 find out that it's going up 50% or anything, right?
They didn't talk about anything like that. And certainly if they did, that's something we would bring back to you folks. We bring it back for renewal.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Hey, this is James. I have one. We received any complaints or concerns about accessibility of the website or the web portal at all in the past? That we would need to.
No one was able to get on it for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. Other than the downtime, James, we have had some feedback about the ADA compliance, and we have taken steps. The main feedback that we have gotten is the mobile functionality. It's not very mobile friendly. So that's been the biggest complaint that I've heard on my end.
Okay. So nothing that really has been documented as a concern.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Well, as this is the first stop for a lot of our residents to interact with the county, I'd say this is obviously a high priority. I think this is a good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely need to do something here. So, is there any other questions?
If you think about it, let me just say this. If you think about it, cell phones were not a big deal when this thing started. So obviously mobile access was not an issue.
That's correct. Yep. If not, any more questions? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's carried.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And we'll get that going. I think Kelly had one thing, and I do have two items personnel related for executive session.
All right, Kelly.
Yes, I did get the letter of request from the Village of Bath looking for us to consider allowing the village to use a 38-foot by 38-foot space in the parking lot that we're going to put up across from the county building where the Steuben Bowl was. They are applying for a grant through MVP Healthcare to put up a fitness park. So I did indicate to her that if this is something that the legislature would consider, that it would certainly be contingent upon them receiving the grant and putting up the park. She indicated that they are allowed to ask me or ask us to donate the property to them. But I think when we had a brief conversation about it, we were considering the donation of a chunk of that property. They don't need a sidewalk. They don't need anything else. We would not have to pay any maintenance or anything like that. So
what about insurance? Somebody gets hurt getting physically fit.
that never happens, does it?
Bob.
There will be no maintenance or upkeep from the county for this fitness court. If approved, the board would like to negotiate having an agreement typed up that the equipment belongs to the Village of Bath and the Village of Bath will maintain it. So, I mean, yes, it would have to include that they would insure it too.
I can't support this until I know about the insurance because people get hurt.
I would certainly ask that we at least move forward with it so that they can continue with the grant application process. Okay. And make sure that we make it contingent that they insure it.
They're going to have to insure it because I don't want the county liable for.
So the question I have real quick before we get into it too much, Kelly, is so they want to own that 38 by 38 parcel.
I think that that's up to discretion.
Okay.
She says they can't ask us to donate it to us, although I don't understand why. But I mean, if it's better for us to just give it to them, why wouldn't we? But if you say there's some reason why we shouldn't, I'm perfectly fine with that. Well,
the question that I'm going to have that we're going to have to talk to them about is it's going to require a variance. It's too small of a lot to give. So we'd have to get a survey. We'd have to get it approved by the zoning board for the sale. So that's something that would they control because it's their zoning board. So we'd have to walk through that with them real briefly. If they want to own it, that's what would have to happen. If they leased it, I don't think we have to go through all of that. So
I'm certain that would be on the table. Yeah. I think the easiest process and whatever works out best for us and best for them is a great idea. I want to get the ball rolling for them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, those are the two options. We, you know, the variance and the sale and a survey, or we could do a rough survey and lease it. And that would be much simpler. And under the lease, they would have to insure it to, Mr. Nichols' concerns. And we could really spell out a lot of the agreement in a lease agreement.
Kelly, this is Mike. What's it going to look like? Have you seen any schematics of it? Is it fenced in?
Yes, I forwarded a video to everybody that shows what the fitness park looks like. So it's all outdoor equipment on a concrete pad. And there is the ability to put a painting on the back of it, a mural that is, it's easy to clean in case it gets painted on or vandalized.
Kelly, this is Hilda. I would suggest before we go too far to talk to Alex Hamilton at the City of Corning. We have a fitness park in Denison Park and it's hardly used. It was a great idea and everybody was so excited about it, but it is hardly used. And I sure would hate to see that happen with this. So I think you at least should talk to Alex Hamilton at the City of Corning.
I don't think that you can estimate how many people are going to use it. And if one person uses it and it improves their mood and makes them feel good about themselves, that's one person. And we do many things where we spend money, where we do it in order to try to save one life. I think that it would be a nice addition to the village, and it's the village's project. All they want from us is a small chunk of land. So I would like to move the process forward, and I don't mind putting various contingencies on it.
John?
What size is the lot that we're looking at? I know you're looking at 38 feet by 38 feet. What's the total lot over there?
Oh, geez.
My other thinking is we have this park over here with a gazebo. I never see anything go on over there. Why don't they put it over there?
There are activities in the main park in the summertime.
Scott?
So I would agree with Jen to lease it versus sell it, not only for all the zoning and subdivision requirements, but just kind of like what Hilda says, people buy Pelotons and within 6 months they become the best coat hanger in the bedroom that you could own. So I would hate to see this given to them. They put it in there, and then over the course of 10 years or whatever, it degrades. No one uses it. It's not well maintained. We would have control if we just leased the property.
I'm super excited because then we could
go in and say, nope, no more.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I just want to help them out on a project that they're very enthusiastic about. That's a positive project for the community.
Mm-hmm. Carol?
I agree with John. My point was, I think it would be much better in the park. And aesthetically, I can't imagine people working out in this lot and looking at cars parked there. To me, it just seems more appropriate to put it in the park.
I know they won't consider that, but it's not up to us. All it is up to us to decide, the village. The
village owns it.
But it's just up to us to decide if we're willing to allow them to lease a 38 by 38 space in the parking lot.
I agree with Scott. We just want to lease this thing. And I agree, the utilization is what is important here. And if there's no utilization, that thing needs to go and free up the parking space.
So the lot size is about 100 by 150, 100 wide, 150 deep.
So are we putting this thing in the back of this?
That's what I would think, that you put it in the northwest corner. The other thing, if you folks are interested, and we are in talks with the village, in talking with Labella, because obviously they're starting the process of designing the parking lot and those sort of things, that I don't know if we can make it as a contingency, but it would be much easier and more cost effective for us to have the drainage from that new parking lot go into the municipal system, which my understanding is up by their new, on the north side by their new municipal parking lot. They have drainage that we can tie into as opposed to the state's drainage on the state road there. It would just save a lot of time, money, effort. So I would personally recommend that, you know, we make that contingent upon it too. And it shouldn't be a big deal for them. I mean,
so I guess my other question is, so people using this facility would be parking in the parking lot that we own, correct?
Not necessarily. They have the municipal parking lot that adjoins it or is very, very close to that. They could park in the municipal parking lot, I believe.
My question is, where is the, how's the access to this? If we're put them in the back left-hand corner, what access is there? They got to walk through all the cars to get to it, or does the village have access to that?
Well, I even though the village has indicated that a sidewalk is not needed, one way or another, I believe that with this project, probably without the fitness court or not, we would be looking at putting a sidewalk on that west end, the left side of that property.
So we're going to put more parking out then.
Well, I think
the village own the land beside of it?
No, they don't. But I think, you know, we would need, it would be very likely, like most of our parking lots, that we would have a sidewalk anyhow for people to be able to cross and walk instead of walking directly. I'm not sure if that's a codes issue, but we've already talked to Labella and they've talked about the need for a sidewalk anyhow.
Carol? I'm sorry, I'm just a little concerned. So if we approve it in this committee, that gives them permission to continue with the grant. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So the full board won't make the decision.
Yeah, it would go to the full board. A lease of county property requires the full board.
And the timing is in my view, other than your decision-making process, the timing is the bigger deal in my view, because LaBella is starting to design the parking lot. So the question, you know, it's almost one of those where it might be better to take it to the full board now, authorizing contingent upon all of those other things, the grant being received and everything, so that this body has made a decision so LaBella can go forward and design.
You could also put a date on it, mm-hmm. contingent upon ABCD, not to begin before June. You know, you can put a date on
it. Yeah, because we wouldn't, we'd hold up design of that parking lot if we didn't.
Well, and then the other question to pose to them would be, if they don't receive the grant and we just move forward with more parking or whatever, how difficult will that be for them to redesign if they don't get the grant and we don't move forward?
It's probably more of an issue of lighting and drainage than, I mean, we could add on to a parking lot. It'd just be more an issue of what sort of are we doing a little shrubbery around, you know, the set, those sort of logistic issues, and then the lighting and the drainage, as opposed to the pavement, we could figure a way to make that work.
Well, wouldn't you design it for the drainage anyway, in case down the road we want to, this thing doesn't get any use and we're going to pave it over? So wouldn't you have LaBella design for that to be a parking lot for drainage, just in case? Because once you do the digging, you're basically,
yeah, the question would be, I don't know, other than the concrete, where you know what, if
you're gonna have concrete there, and that's what you said it's going to be, mm-hmm. concrete and asphalt, neither of them absorb water, so you almost need to have it.
But what, I guess the question would be, what sort of what drainage does that project come with? So, you know what I mean? Because if we design drainage and put in just the drains with no ups, you know, if they get into excavation, are they going to be into our drains and those sort of things?
So Jack, how many parking spots are we losing?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good question, Hilda.
They're 8.5 feet wide.
Eric's not here. What was the average square foot? We'd have to get back to you. I forgot. I have that number somewhere.
I think these are important things that we haven't really ironed out yet, that before we can make a decision on this.
Standard, they're 8.5 wide, 20 feet long.
Okay. So,
but you can't double stack that like that. I mean, if it's a square,
yeah,
you basically would just be doing this with parking. You know, you wouldn't be using up the inside space,
right? I can get
Bob's right. I mean, drainage is going to have to be figured out what the plan would be for drainage on that concrete pad, because that's going to have runoff. Mm-hmm. So, are they planning on running it off to us? Or is there going to be a drain integrated in the concrete pad?
Yeah, my view is, my opinion would be, they'd, whatever drainage storm, what they'd have to take care of that on their own. And they do have a connection real close to, especially in that back corner,
yeah,
right into their parking lot.
Yeah, and this isn't the first fitness park that's been put up anywhere. This company that puts the fitness parks up has done them all over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, unless it's inappropriate, I would like to make a motion that we lease the space out of the parking lot to the Village of Bath, contingent upon them having proper insurance, agreeing to the terms of the lease as set forth by the county attorney, having proper drainage, working with our engineers and our building and grounds to make it work appropriately.
Is there a second to that?
Come on, somebody, you can vote no.
if John.
I'll second for discussion.
Thank you, Hilda.
I have a question concerning the sidewalk. Are we putting the sidewalk in because of this park, or is it something we would do anyways?
We'd do it anyways.
Well, we're going to blacktop it. Why would we have a sidewalk in there?
For crossing and then access, based upon the conversations with Labella, they don't want the foot traffic going into the entrance exit of the parking lot. So they'd put it on the border.
So they could bill us more.
It'll look better.
Yeah, and it might be a codes thing. I don't know if that's the rationale, but
I think it's also a lawyer thing. If you have people walking through active parking versus getting out on a sidewalk and walking, then
it's probably safer. I mean, it's probably safer. I couldn't argue that. Now, the discussion, we want to put our water, would be better for us to put our drainage into the village system.
Yes.
If we don't approve this, they may tell us we can't put our water in their sewer drainage, possibly.
Maybe, but I mean, we work with Bath Gas and Electric all the time. I mean, they might say that. And Eric is texting me ADA access. I didn't think about that. That's the other issue for the sidewalk.
So why would they say no? Why would they come back and say we couldn't do that?
Because we didn't give them the ground for the fitness park. See what I'm saying, Hilda?
Yeah, I can't believe that, but yeah, hey, I guess.
I don't think that this resolution is just a here you go, you can have the piece of property. There are still a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed and other issues that need to be worked out. This just formally gets us on that process. They can move forward with the grant knowing that they can work out the details in order for a place to put it. And it also helps us because it's the time frame of when we're going to design the parking lot.
But if the full board votes this thing down, it's all in vain.
That's correct.
They would have to think, I'm sure they're going to move forward with it. They'd have to just think of somewhere else to put it. I don't know what their other options are. It just is based on the goal of the fitness park and the sponsor of MVP. That is an ideal position because it's visible. It's easily accessible.
Why isn't Pulteney Square an option?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not put it there.
Sacred or something? They don't.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know. You'd have to pull out all the trees, and I just don't foresee that being. That is never. I don't believe that would be a consideration.
Over on the back side, there's enough room between trees there. They could mount her in there somewhere.
They reconfigure it.
I mean, they got a nice big park there, and there's no reason why in one corner or something you couldn't put a fitness area in there. And then we wouldn't have to give up parking. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of that. Yeah. I don't think we know enough.
We should move it along and get it to a full board and make a decision because it affects the design.
Yeah.
And that's critical for us.
That's correct.
And it gives you more time to consider it. And it would also give me some time to ask the village if they've considered the village park or any other options. I know that they do the brew fest in there. They do craft shows in there. They do the farmer's market over there. And I don't know how that would fit in. So I wouldn't think that the park is an option for the fitness park.
Maybe some of the folks that go to the brew fest need a little physical activity.
Well, I'm sure they do, but you know, maybe that could be one of the things they do. You want a beer, you got to go through the fitness park and do 20 push-ups. I don't know, but.
All right, Jeff.
By getting it to the full board, it would give Kelly the chance to find out and to let Kelly tell them that they're going to have to be, you know, that it's a lease, not a donation, and that they would have to insure it. Just some of these more things, because they might not be interested in that if they find out they have to cover the insurance, they have to. So I think Kelly telling them that and then bringing it to the full board, in my opinion, is a good idea.
Okay. Any other comments? All right. I'll call for a vote. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye. Are you going to vote for it?
I did. I said aye. I must be the only one, though, so.
I'll say aye just to, for the heck of it.
And get it to the full board.
To the full board.
Thank you.
Is there any other ayes? Opposed?
Me. Hilda.
Okay. Gary's opposed. Who's the?
Shoe's
not here.
Me. I'll vote yes just to get it to the full board.
Okay. It carried then.
Thank you.
What else you got, Jack? Anything for public?
Probably nothing as exciting as that, but two items for executive session relative personnel.
All right. I need a motion to go in executive session.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Hilda. All in favor? We're in.
Hi.
Mike. Hi.
Out of executive session. Is there a second to come out of executive session?
Second.
Okay. We have it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. We're out of executive. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're out.